Thank you. I had no idea so many people were so eager to see me go. I sincerely appreciate all you making time to ensure that I actually go through with this.
After 2 years on the job, Rear Admiral Donald Quinn stepped down as NETC commander in a traditional Navy ceremony. He was succeeded by Rear Admiral Michael White. Quinn is also retiring after a 35-year Navy career. If you thought the ceremony would be one of solemn talk and sad faces, then you would have had another thing coming. And it was led by Quinn, whose nickname is DQ.
Gene and I look forward to the opportunities that lay ahead. The only real transition decision left to make is which Walmart I work in as the greeter.
Quinn's record, though, is serious Navy. Academy graduate, class of 1979, with more than 4,600 flight hours and the Distinguished Flying Cross. The featured speaker, Vice Admiral William Moran, served as NETC commander from 2004 to 2007. He said it's Quinn's legacy of leadership that stands out.
A legacy that includes countless numbers of leading petty officers and chief petty officers, 10 squadron COs, 6 major commanders and a CAG. Those are impressive figures by any measure, and a sign of mentorship and friendship that has lasted for years, if not decades.
Moran said much emphasis is placed on the investment in things, but he added that people are the abstract to life, and that's what NETC is all about.
Every sailor in the Navy goes through a NETC schoolhouse at some point in their career. 14% of our sailors every day. That's a lot of influencing people. And it is a fitting end to an illustrious career for a command comprised of mentors and instructors, only to be led by the very best mentor we have in the United States Navy.
Moran concluded his remarks by saying that Rear Admiral Michael White has some large flight boots to fill.
But there is no one better prepared than Magwai. So Magwai, welcome back from the fleet. And what I might add is a very successful tour as a strike group commander on Nimitz. Your extensive experience in training and personnel will serve this organization well. We will need your expertise and vision in the days ahead, and I know you are very excited to start.
Taking back the microphone and speaking in a serious tone, Rear Admiral Don Quinn thanked his supporting cast at NETC for the past 2 years.
As all who have commanded know, major accomplishments are only achieved with the cooperation of your shipmates. I'm simply the figurehead here, every day at 238 NETC training sites around the globe. As we speak, over 31,000 sailors, Marines, soldiers, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and international students are in training at NETC schoolhouses.
After the reading of orders, handshakes, and salutes, Rear Admiral Mike White told the gathering he's already experienced NETC's impact on the fleet while serving aboard the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz.
Where I watched our sailors and Marines perform superbly day after day. I considered them very well trained, and they responded to a variety of events, some that were completely unpredictable, each very unique, and they succeeded each and every time. Clearly, they knew how to apply their training to their daily work and make an operation that looked complex seem very simple.
White illustrated the importance of what NETC teaches by going back 70 years to the Battle of Midway in World War II, where Navy dive bombers attacked Japanese carriers and in less than 6 minutes changed the course of the war in the Pacific.
Each and every one had to perform their job that day in order for those aircraft to arrive, execute their mission, and return safely. And somewhere along the way, each of those sailors learned their job in a training organization. So now, 70 years later, we must still train our sailors and Marines so that we will prevail if they're ever forced into a similar 6-minute window of opportunity.
Rear Admiral Don Quinn's retirement becomes effective February 1st, as does Rear Admiral Mike White's tour with the Naval Education and Training Command. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.